We are now up to Simin Kuf Nun Hei. We'll be doing all of Kuf Nun Hei. Acher sheyotza mi beis haknesses, yelech le beis medrash. When you finish davening in the shul, you go to the beis medrash. In those days, bate knesses were made for davening, bate medrash were made for learning. When you're done with the beis haknesses, go to the beis medrash to learn. The yikba eis lilmod, and you should be koveya a time to learn. That should be a time that is kavua, and you're not mafsik, you're not mavatalit, even though there's a great business opportunity that comes up. Your kfiyas in learning should be untouchable. So this is the kfiyas in learning after davening. Now, what's so special about this? Because Chazal tell us, whoever goes from a beis knesses to a beis mendr, zocho makabel pnei hashchina, that learns it out of the pasuk of Yelchu Michael El Chol Yir Elokim B'Tzion, Yir Elokim B'Tzion, that if you go from Chayel to Chol, from beis knesses to beis mendrash, you'll be zocho to see the shchina. Now, what about today, where we're only in a beis mendrash, but where we daven is a beis mendrash also? So what will the halacha there will be, if you go join a chabura that is learning, that's considered a Yelchu Michael Chol. You went from your seat where you were davening to a chabura that was learning. Now, it is important that this kviyas, if possible, be right after davening, also because Yelchu Michael Chol, but for another reason, very simple one. If you get it done in the morning, it's going to get done. If you're waiting for some other time in the day, you will never have the time for it. So first thing in the morning, right after davening, a person should go to learn. Now, in terms of what to learn, so first of all, everyone's supposed to learn some Torah Shebiksav every day, as well as Mishnah Gemara and Poskim. So you should be learning Torah Shebiksav, Torah Neviim Ksuvim, and you should also be learning Mishnah and Gemara, but the Mishnah Berurah says that you have to make sure to be learning Halacha Lamaisa. Mi ikar adin, there's a chiv of learning all day. Layomush sefer, on the Sefer Torah, it says Layomush, it should never stop, and Valgisa bo yom and Valoyli, you're always supposed to be learning. Nevertheless, if a person has other things to do, he can't be. But when he doesn't have to do all of those things, whatever his responsibilities are, parnasa-wise, for example, he has no business not learning. In a case where somebody actually was mevatel their kviyas me'onis, he had no choice, he can make up for it at night as well. In all cases, when a person leaves shul, he should make sure that he learned something. You don't leave shul not knowing that you had any Talmud Torah whatsoever. Now, the Ramah says here, V'yaf mi sheni yodea lilmod, yelech lebeis medrash uschar halicha biyodo. Even someone who does not know how to learn, at least go to the beis medrash and it's char for going there. O yikba lo mokom v'yilmad ma'at ma'ati mashi yodea, or if he knows a little bit, he should be koveya a mokom in the beis medrash, he'll be able to learn his little bit. V'yachshov bi'inyonov, and he'll do cheshbin hanefesh. V'yachnis b'libo yira shemayim. He should make sure that he has Yirah Shemayim. So in the case of someone that can't really learn, what should he learn then? He should make sure to learn Halacha and Cheshben HaNefesh, something that's going to give him Yirah Shemayim. The Bir Halacha says that it's ideal to learn B'chabura because you mar B'kvot Shemayim and because of Barovam Hadras Melech. If you have some kind of Seder, if someone learned some Torah Shebal Peh, the Halacha is that he can say Kaddish. Even if only one of the people learned, but there were 10 people present at the time he learned, Kaddish can still be said afterwards. Siv Beis. Kolim she'elch le'beis medrash yuchal echol pashachris im huragol bo v'tov she'agol v'chulu. It is good before you go, or you're allowed to, between the beis knesses and the beis medrash, stop off at home and have breakfast. Pashachris is a very important thing for one's health. And the Mishnah Berurah says that the mashmos of the Torah is that if you're learning between your davening, if you're eating between your davening and learning in the morning, don't indulge, just eat a little bit. This way you'll be able to have the strength to learn and you're not going to be too overtired. You're going to be able to learn. And then later in the day, you have your main meal.